the primary supporter and opponent of the proposed Florida Hometown Democracy constitutional amendment, debated this afternoon at the Tiger Bay Club of Tampa. If it makes it to the ballot, and if 60% of the voters support it, the Florida Hometown Democracy Amendment would require that voters approve any changes to local land use plans. Leslie Blackner is an environmental attorney who is promoting the Florida Hometown Democracy Amendment pro bono. Her opponent in the Tiger Bay debate was former Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives, John Thrasher. Thrasher is co-chair of Save Our Constitution, an organization that opposes the Florida Hometown Democracy Amendment. Thrasher said that Save Our Constitution was financially supported in part by Associated Industries, which represents Florida's largest companies. Thrasher held up a thick stack of mock ballots that he said had the hundreds of comprehensive plan amendments that voters of North Reddington Beach would have had to vote on if Florida Hometown Democracy Amendment were in effect.
Are you going to tell me that you as a voter and the citizens of this state who live in every one of these kinds of districts want to go through a ballot like this, where you're voting on the property rights of your fellow citizens and attempt to understand in 75 words what many, many people in the planning area go through months to look at?
But a member of the audience asked whether that meant that the system needed to be repaired since local leaders approved that many land use changes. Hometown Democracy's Leslie Blackner responded while holding up the stack of mock ballots.
This is Exhibit A for why we need Florida Hometown Democracy. When you have lots and lots of plan amendments, you don't have planning. The original intent was that plan amendments would be few and far between. So what you have right here is a corrupt system that doesn't work. They were supposed to protect our quality of life, make sure our schools aren't totally overwhelmed, our roads aren't overwhelmed, we have adequate water and green space. And this right here, to me, is really a wonderful PR for Hometown Democracy.
Blackner said that all the Florida Hometown Democracy Amendment would do is add one step to amending the comprehensive plan. The amendment has been called controversial, but Blackner took issue with that characterization.
No, the notion of Florida Hometown Democracy isn't really controversial with average Floridians. And that's what really scares the development industry. That's why they went and hired the big guns, the big money like Mr. Thrasher. And this past Halloween, I went trick-or-treating with my two beautiful sons. As we were getting ready to go out the door, he says to me, "Mommy, where's your costume?" And he said, "You know what, Bennett? I don't need a costume. I'm the woman who scares all the developers."
Earlier this year, a group called Floridians for Smarter Growth sent a letter to thousands of Florida residents who had signed a petition to get Hometown Democracy on the ballot. The letter was signed by Thrasher and asked the recipients to request that their names be removed from the Hometown Democracy petition. The letter refers to voters as electors and claims that special interests and developers would benefit if the Florida Hometown Democracy Amendment passes. Thrasher said it would also mean that the best financed interest would prevail at the ballot.
If this got on the ballot, it would allow those folks who in fact do have the resources to put on a campaign that would go out to voters and say why this is such a good project. Now, who are going to have the resources to do that? If you have a small parcel, are you going to have the resources to run a countywide election? I don't know.
Thrasher said that some of the people who support the Florida Hometown Democracy Amendment are, quote, extreme environmentalists who want to take away the property rights of Floridians. WMNF asked Thrasher who he was referring to when he said extreme environmentalists.
People, the Sierra Club, it's all about environmentalists. That's really who is supporting it, and that's the fundamental thing. They want, and be very clear about this, they want to stop growth in the state of Florida. And that's just simply wrong for this state at this time.
But Bev Griffiths, who is the chair of Tampa Bay Sierra Club, does not consider her group to be extreme.
He did refer to Sierra Club in such a manner, and I find that offensive and ridiculous.
Thrasher argued that if Florida Hometown Democracy were to pass, the rate of development would slow down and it would hurt the economy. But Blackner said that rampant development itself has contributed to the current recession.
We've just had 4 or 5 years in which we gave the developers everything they wanted. We let them build to their heart's content. And they did. And look what we've got now. A debacle. They've managed to crash the economy and bring the whole state down into recession.
Groups that oppose the Hometown Democracy Amendment say that voters don't want to vote on all of the land use changes. But Blackner told WMNF that many citizens would be happy to participate.
People who care about their future, their community, should be excited at the prospect of having a say-so over these land use changes that affect the future of a community really more than anything else. I don't consider voting a burden. I think it's scary when people try to tell us that voting is a burden.
Gregory Wilson is a political consultant and opposes the Florida Hometown Democracy Amendment.
I understand their frustration, but I do not believe this is the appropriate solution. And as I asked in my question, is there something you agree to each other's positions? And I thought Representative Thrasher said, well, yes, of course, we do need to make changes to our planning process. But I didn't feel that the hometown democracy side answered the question, because there really is truth in both arguments. And I wish that they could start from a position of where do they agree and where do they disagree and work on those disagreements.
To learn more or to sign a petition to place the Florida Hometown Democracy Amendment on the ballot, visit floridahometowndemocracy.org. Stay tuned next week on WMNF's Radioactivity program hosted by Rob Lori, where we will bring you extended excerpts from this debate. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.